This episode of All In San Diego is brought to you by Firefly SoCal.
Yep, AJ, we're doing it. We are going to do it. The idea to have a backyard glamp out sounded so fun that we're totally going to go for it. We're going to have Firefly SoCal come out and set up one of their big old bell tents in our backyard. I double checked, it's gonna fit. And we're gonna do a movie night and then a sleepover this summer. The kids are so excited.
Yeah, the kids are so excited. I'm 0% surprised you're doing this because you've been geeking out on this idea found out about Firefly SoCal. Well, it is very cool. Firefly SoCal creates indoor slumber parties and, in Sarah's case, backyard glamping adventures. They do it all for you, so you don't have to lift a finger. They arrive with tents. They bring the mattresses, the bedding, the pillows, the decorations, and they set it all up, and they take it all down once the party's over. It's awesome.
Totally busted. I am the one who's probably the most excited about this, and I do love that they have actual mattresses. They are actual twin mattresses, so you're going to sleep well. And I also love that they are a local family-owned business. You guys know AJ and I love supporting and spreading the word about those. They serve all of San Diego and Temecula, and their setups are just amazing. There is no detail that is left out. You can choose from their existing themes or just talk to Jen, the owner, and she can literally make your dreams come to life.
There you go. Well, you can check out all their pictures and reels to see for yourself what we're talking about, how elaborate these setups are. Find them on Instagram at Firefly SoCal. That's at Firefly SoCal.
And there's a link right there to book a party or an event. It doesn't have to be a full sleepover at Firefly SoCal, or you can check out their website, FireflySoCal.com.
All right, and here we go into another new episode of All In San Diego, the podcast that highlights the people and places that make San Diego awesome. And this episode, once again, it's all about the people. We got a couple of guests doing very cool things. In a minute, we're going to introduce you to someone who turned COVID lockdown into an incredible band that is crushing it all over California and beyond. But first, we want to introduce you to someone who is going very viral on social media and helping shelter pets at the same time.
Never has a dog groomer gotten so much attention here in San Diego. You may have seen pictures of some local shelter dogs transformed into lions and cheetahs and every other animal you can think of. The man behind these awesome makeovers is dog groomer Gabriel Feitosa, and he's joining us today because there's a really awesome message behind all of this. Hey, Gabriel.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. So, great setup by Sarah. Now we kind of know what you do. You go into these shelters, you find dogs that really just need that extra boost, hopefully, to get adopted, and you glamorize them, and you help make that happen. How did you get started doing this?
I started grooming dogs when I was very young, but I think after going to the Pooch Perfect show, it really like opened my mind how much demand there was for creative grooming. I started doing my own dog, got a lot of people interested. I had some videos going wildly viral on the internet. And then I thought, why not turn this attention to the shelter dogs? Because I realized, like, I walk my dog in the streets and everybody stops me at every step. And I was like, why don't I make the shelter dogs that need a home really cool so they would be seen?
You mentioned Pooch Perfect. For anybody who doesn't know what you're talking about, what was that?
So Pooch Perfect was a show that aired in the spring of 2021 on ABC. There was Rebel Wilson in it and Lisa Vanderpump. It was a dog grooming competition for creative grooming. So we would have challenges like transform your dog into another animal, make your dog look like it comes from the 70s. And we would like get creative with the dyes and the haircuts and transform them. And the crazy thing is that this has existed for a very long time. I think the way people are seeing it now, how I'm doing is that I'm doing it in a way that anyone can have it. You know, I think you can see the dog that I do and think, oh, maybe my dog will look cool like this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the dye is a big part of it, right? Because it's one thing to take a labradoodle or you know, poodle. You know, you mentioned a haircut. Not all dogs have hair. A lot of them have fur. In a lot of cases, it's short. You know, if you're looking at a pug or a Boston Terrier, how do you approach making them look fantastic?
You know, that's where the dye comes into. I had a video recently on Instagram that had 90 million views that I made a pit bull look like a cheetah, and the internet went wild.
Yeah. You have 462,000 followers. When did it explode? Was it right after Pooch Perfect?
No, actually, no. I went to TV thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be on a show. I'm going to get so many followers, but that did nothing. It was really, it started with TikTok. Mm. I had a first video that had hit 45 million views. And then I had started getting a lot of demand. So that was a giraffe dog. So I started like learning a different skill besides dog grooming.
Don't you love how he just says it so offhandedly, AJ? Oh, that was the giraffe dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That one.
It's just that I've learned that there are other aspects. When I opened my shop, I had to learn a whole new set of skills of owning a business as opposed to being an artist. Mm. But then when you go to social media, you need to learn another set of skills of like video editing and how to make it interesting, how to take something that takes like 3 or 4 hours and make it into like a few seconds that are cool to watch.
So I want to talk about the beginning and the end of your process. In the beginning, when you first meet the dog that you want to transform, do you follow its aesthetics? In other words, got a long neck. It's going to be a giraffe dog. Or do you get to know the personality? What influences the look you go for more?
That's a pug. It has no neck.
I don't think I could ever get a dog that has a neck that is long enough to fit a giraffe. But usually the client comes with an idea. What is their inspiration? Sometimes they say, oh, I want something pink. I want something very, like, looks like candy. I want something that, I want like a giraffe. So then what I do is I look at the dog. And sometimes it doesn't match, right? What the person wants and what the dog looks like. Like, I get people give me a pit bull and like, oh, can you make it look like cotton candy? I'll be like, no, I cannot do that. I can't. Like, I don't have the magic to make the hair grow. Yeah,
oh my God.
I cannot do plastic surgery. So I'll be like, hey, look, I think, what about this? You know, this might look a lot better in your dog. And then it's almost like a tattoo consultation. So I draw the dog for them with the design on top. And I'd be like, look, this is how it can look like. We can put this color here. And then the client, of course, acknowledges the design, they sign, and then they go back and they start working.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now the end of the process. When you go in and do these shelter dogs, do you get the aftermath? Do they call you afterwards and go, hey, good news, you posted that picture and little Penny just got adopted.
Yeah,
do you get the happy rewarding ending to these stories?
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. Lately, we got an 11-year-old pit bull. Her name was Grand Graham. She was rescued and then she was found as a stray again and brought back to the shelter. So, you know, it's very hard to get to adopt a pit bull that is 11 years old. So I thought, let's make her look really cool. I gave her the same design that I gave to the dog that had 90 million views. I was like, if that dog got that much attention, I just want this one to get enough so she can find a home. And she did. It was incredible.
That's
amazing.
So cool.
And you're just volunteering your time in this case to get these dogs, get dogs adopted.
I volunteer my time, I volunteer my staff, because they are under payroll most of the time. And we bring everything. We bring the tables, we bring the dyes, everything, and we just go for it.
That's
practice.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, during COVID lockdown, we have 3 dogs and they're all poodle mixes. So they need haircuts. Yeah. It's not a choice. And we couldn't get someone out here to do that professionally during COVID. So my wife and I did it, and it's the closest I've ever come to divorce. So,
God, I can only imagine.
Just doing the haircuts on a dog is enough, much less doing the transformations. You truly have a skill, and I love when someone who has a skill uses it for good. So, good on you, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think the least I can do, dogs, I wouldn't be where I am right now without dogs. You know, I came from Brazil with nothing, I grew up with even less. So, I wouldn't imagine even coming this far into life whatsoever, having my own business, and much less getting this much recognition for doing something that people used to tell me that I was wasting my life doing it.
Oh.
So I think the least I can do now is to help bring dogs up like they did for me, you know?
That's amazing. Now, where can people find you if they're either interested in your services or if they want to find out about some of these adoptable dogs that you've transformed? Where can they find you?
Or if they just want to see them. They got to see them. I mean, go check them out for the joy of seeing these amazing dogs.
Every month, we do some transformations for the San Diego Humane Society. So you can go visit them and hopefully take one home at the Campus del Cajon. And my work, I have a store in Park Boulevard, 4209 Park Boulevard. You can find me on the internet. You can Google Gabriel Groomer. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, at Gabriel Vitoza Grooming.
One more time on that, because you said that very quietly, and it's very important. Oh. We're on Instagram and TikTok?
On Instagram and TikTok, you can find me on the tag at Gabriel Vitoza Grooming.
At Gabriel Vitoza Grooming. We'll put the link with this episode, and I love following an account like yours, because there's so much nonsense on social media. If I can find an account that whenever they come up in my feed, it makes me smile, that's always a win. So,
mine is dog nonsense. As a dog nonsense account.
It's happy dog nonsense. Yeah, we'll take all the dog nonsense any day. That's the one that you are scrolling, and you stop. Yeah. And you take a deep dive.
Yeah. You're like, what? Is a dog like a lion? What? Is a dog like a pumpkin candy? Is a dog like a fish?
It's so good.
Pokemon dog? It's the best. Thank you for taking the time to join us. More importantly, thank you for helping make San Diego awesome through what you do for San Diego's dogs. It's really cool.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, who doesn't love a good live band or a cover band of a beloved artist? Our next guest has done a lot of creative things in the world of music and has now started a Jimmy Buffett cover band that is crushing it all over the county. It's pretty gosh darn new. Chris Maddox is joining us from Jimmy's Buffet. Thanks for joining us.
Buffet. Yes. Yes. Sarah, AJ, great to be here. Hello, San Diego.
Hey, Chris.
Hello. And this kind of is another post-lockdown success story. You didn't start the band during lockdown of COVID, but you started something that led to this.
I have an extremely successful history of taking the hard work that other people do and spinning it into something that gets me attention.
That's basically.
So what happened was, you know, for 15 years, I've always loved music. I'm a music theater kid. That's all you got to know about me. I was in Little Shop of Horrors in 1991 back at South High, Torrance High School. And got I was the dentist. Of course I was. So, you know, I did that. I've been in music. I had an Elvis band for a while called Grace Band, because I'm very good at naming my bands, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I was a 12-piece band, which was amazing, but very hard to schedule because it's a lot of cats you have to, it's a hurdle. But then, during COVID, you may remember me, San Diego, as the crisis crooner, because I went viral and had like 3 million views doing parody songs. Once again, taking somebody else's original material and spinning it into gold. And, you know, I had such hits as We Need Guests to the tune of Be My Guest from, you know, from Disney. Never. And I'm just hoping to get my shot. From Hampton, you know, I don't mind me out here. I've been calling Dr. Fauci and I'm just hoping to get my shot. So I had like 10 of those. And they went viral and I pushed all this attention to the San Diego Food Bank to try to help with those needs.
Nice.
And, you know, so all that was going on. And so we come out of all of this. We're finally going back into the world. And I'm like, I was literally sitting in my bed going, I gotta come up with a new band because Elvis is killing me. I'm like, I'm older than Elvis. I'm like dying. And it's like, it's too much work. And I'm listening to Jimmy Buffett while I'm having this thought. And I'm like, all my friends, you know, Queen Nation, Yachtly Crew, I know a lot of these great, great bands that tour around and do a great job. And I'm listening to Jimmy in my head as I do this. I've loved Jimmy for, I don't know, 30 years. And so that's when I had my lightning bolt moment. Bins came on, you know, bins to the left, bins to the right, and just all lit up. And I had a vision. I knew exactly creatively what I wanted to do and, you know, went from there.
Well, I mean, Jimmy Buffett is an industry, right? I mean, he sold a trillion albums. He's got hotels, restaurants, products. I mean, he's about as big as you can get.
Well,
if he comes to your town once a year, you're probably lucky to get tickets. It's hard to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Right.
You nailed it, AJ. You nailed it. That's the whole deal, right? Like, I'm like, it doesn't seem fair, Sarah. Like, why can we only listen to this amazing Caribbean-influenced music once a year? And, hey, what if I made some of that music and was able to bring it to the masses, you know, for less than $300 at Snapdragon?
And, oh, my gosh,
And have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Buffett music is the type that lends itself to like huge group outings. Like you want to grab all your neighbors and go to a show. You want to grab your girlfriends. You want to grab all the guys and go to the show. Where do you guys play? I bet the crowds are huge.
I mean, So as AJ was hitting on earlier, it's really funny. We're 9 months into this band, but you're right. Like I had a gig. This idea was good enough that we had a gig at the Music Box before we had a band.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. From here, it's just really taken off. I've created what I call the, you know, I love marketing and I love branding. Like I do all of our design and look and feel and stuff. It's like the stuff that I love. And so I call it, we're on the West of Key West tour. You know, Jimmy's from Florida. He's from Key West. We're west of Key West.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm not the son of a sailor. I'm the son of a surfer. You know,
yeah.
that's where I come from. And that's my
truth. I love it.
Yeah. That's what makes, and by the way, we have no illusions. We do not impersonate Jimmy Buffett at all. We celebrate Jimmy Buffett and his music. Number one, because he's still wonderfully, thankfully around. And two, because like ain't nobody Jimmy. And, you know, we're just another parrot head trying to have fun. So we'll play. We got 30 dates together, Sarah, within like a month and a half. And that's insane. I've been doing this for a long time. And to have that kind of response from country clubs, from, you know, the standard clubs like Belly Up and Music Box and the Grand Theater and everything in between, concerts in the park, wineries, casinos, all of that. It's just really resonated for exactly the reason you said. You either, you know, you don't have to love Jimmy Buffett, but nobody hates Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
Yeah.
In the meantime, people are hearing about you right now and thinking, I need to get and see this band. It's the Jimmy's Buffet. Find them on social media, Facebook, Instagram. All the tour dates are there. And yeah, Jimmy, you know, they also workshopped his play that he wrote. I think it's called Margaritaville. I don't remember, but they did that in the whole.
Of course it is. Yes.
Yes. And they I think before it went to Broadway, it was at La Jolla Theater. So he's got some roots out here in San Diego. And I'm sure the many, many fans of his will be happy to be able to see you year round and save their money for seeing Jimmy once a year.
Yeah, we consider ourselves sort of we keep the seat warm so we can all go out and see him when he comes through. And it's exploded. Now we're going to Colorado. We're going to Arizona. We're going to Vegas. We're going to, Nevada, beyond Vegas as well. So it's really taken off in ways that we didn't foresee.
We're so happy to hear that good things are happening for you guys. Don't you forget about San Diego, though. We knew you when, okay?
Oh, come on. Fictional home of Ron Burgundy. My love. I will never forget San Diego. This
Good.
Is my spot. When you move to San Diego, everybody comes and visits you. And that's all you have to know.
That's true.
That's right. And next time they do, come take them out to see the Jimmy's Buffet live. Man, I mean, I feel like we're at the beginning of a whole movement here, of a wave that's just getting started. So can't wait to see you continue to blow up. And we'll get out and see you live ourselves and come back on a year from now and tell us how it's going.
We'd love that. We hope the sun will come out. And party with us, and please do check us out anywhere at the Jimmy's Buffet. The Jimmy's Buffet, because apparently there's a guy named Jimmy who has an actual buffet. Right. So we are the Jimmy's Buffet.
Sure. The Jimmy's Buffet. That makes sense.
And another amazing episode. God, I love all these people doing such amazing things for San Diego. Hey, you guys listening, if you know somebody that deserves a shout out, that deserves a spotlight on All In San Diego, just reach out to us. You know where to find us on Instagram at All In SD Podcast or our website, allinsandiego.com. Reach us anywhere on social media and we'll get right back to you.
And guys, I feel like we're always begging for reviews, but we do need them. And if we go a long time without a new one, it looks kind of lame, right? So if you haven't given us a nice review yet, we'd really appreciate it. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen, or you can do it on Spotify now. Those are the only two platforms that allow reviews, and they mean a ton to us, and they only take a second. So we'd love it if you can do that. And we will be back with more awesomeness next week.
Yeah, see you next time.